This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The All-Star game last night, just in general, the All-Star week, the several days they put together, it really was, for a league that historically has really struggled in the last 30 years to get out of their own way. Baseball is on a roll. I know attendance is up. I know ratings are up, and that's something that people talk about. The reality is the pacing of the game, it makes it so much more watchable. Parity in baseball, even though we're still talking about big market versus small market, there's a really good spot here. And, this finally kind of went over to the All-Star game, where I think everybody loved the new rules last night with the swing-off. Miking up the pitchers, both Skubal and Kershaw, and even the home run derby. Like, baseball's always had, in my opinion, the best All-Star week, but they've tinkered with it and messed with it so many times that they lost the plot. I think this week proves they got the plot back and they're right where it needs to be, because that's as much as I've watched of All-Star week in baseball, and every note was flawless.
Yeah, so here's what I'll say, because you said baseball's on a roll. I think where baseball's on a roll is in finally embracing how to entertain their fan base. I think they finally have understood, like, we need to get out of this old curmudgeon, get off my lawn mentality of, this game is sacred and we can't mess with all these things. And so don't mess with the All-Star game. They finally have been like, okay, you know what? Pitch clock. Let's do it. Let's get the games moving a little faster so people can enjoy themselves and get home at a decent time and they don't feel like it's just dragging. All-Star weekend. They're trying some different things. I think it's fun. I think it is enjoyable. I think people like it. I saw some complaints about the broadcast in terms of the coverage, I think specifically during the Home Run Derby, but that's not a baseball problem. That's just a network problem for the network that covers it.
I would also say if that's the biggest complaint you have about you're probably okay.
I, like you, tend to feel like baseball's always been sort of this like bigger scale event for me. Like, I enjoy it. I missed the Home Run Derby this week, but I did most of it, but I did watch as much as I could last night of the All-Star game. The thing, though, that's funny is, like, I kind of felt like last night, or really this week, was kind of this, what's a good example? It's kind of like the pay no attention to the man behind the curtain for baseball. Because, like, and I think we are, especially in Cleveland, are super close to this, because we have the everyday reality of a team that doesn't want to spend money and just kind of tries to win in the margins. And at this point, that is the biggest problem with baseball, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the discrepancy between the haves and the have-nots is just
there's
very,
on the field parity,
fast.
But not financial parity.
Right. And so we live that problem every single day, where we know that baseball still has some things they have to figure out and they aren't perfect. So it kind of felt like this nice thing where it was like, hey, look what we can do. We can have fun. We can do these different things. We can have a swing off to decide an All-Star game, and it's entertaining. Because at this point, I consider All-Star games, back in the day, All-Star games were about, like, there's these regional teams, and this was across sports. You get them all together on a stage where, like, everybody can see them, which is why it was such a big deal. Like, guys on the West Coast couldn't watch Mickey Mantle, right? No. Like, they could, but, like, guys on the East Coast couldn't watch guys on the West Coast. That was the whole point. Now it's just about entertainment. So I do think they figured a lot of these things out. I just wish, like, the everyday reality that we experience here in Cleveland, especially with the Guardians, was also up to par with what we're seeing in terms of the way that they've sort of gone about it.
What's interesting about what you're saying is, I do think if you missed what Rob Manfred said, I'm not saying you did, but if
people... I did see some of this, yeah. I mean,
Rob Manfred coming out and talking about the financial realities and them needing to be fixed, I think that guy's a bit of a weasel, but one, he's the guy that made sure the rule changes in baseball happened, pace of play stuff, and limiting the shift. He's also spot on. Like, he talked about, like, kind of similar to what Scott Braun of Foul Territory said, I think earlier this week or late last week, I don't know, time's a flat circle, where he's like, okay, a salary cap doesn't mean anything if there isn't a salary floor. Yeah, Manfred said that exact thing. And I think it was interesting. Like, they used this as the perfect way of, like, we're going to inject fun in it. And we got to talk about some of the fun that they injected and whether that should, you know, roll over to the regular season. But, like, he also used that moment to say, we're in a great spot, but here's where, like, you do have momentum. People are interested in baseball. They're re-interested in baseball. And there's a few different ways. Listen, you can't tinker too much more with the game to perfect the game, although they're going to keep trying. ABS coming in next year, the automatic automated strike zone. But, like, now it's, okay, can we even the odds for everybody and find a way that you don't have to choose between... So if the Dodgers have a 10-year window and you have a 3-year window, you no longer have to worry about that 3-year window, and maybe it becomes a 6- or 7-year window. So, like... I think Manfred was pretty smart. Again, bit of a weasel, but the way that he laid this out, and as kind of like a forewarning of, like, guys, we really love where we are. We're trying to build trust with the players, which I thought you saw some of that this week. But also, hey, just so you know, this is where we need to go as a sport. And I think that was really smart of him.
Yeah, I heard some of his comments, especially on, like, the TV stuff and how they're trying to, like, make sure blackouts aren't a thing anymore, which in 2025 they really shouldn't be anyway. You know, I also think, but part of that too, like, part of the network side of this is, like, their deal with ESPN is now, they ended that. Like, that's a network you probably want to have a relationship with because they are considered one of the leaders in covering sport. Like, so there's some things that they have to work out there. I agree with you on Rob Manfred as a whole. And maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. Like, I'm using it as, like, they tried to give me this distraction of a nice all-star experience to sort of distract from what's really going on behind the scenes. Maybe what I should be really thinking of it as, or the way we should all be looking at it, is if they can get the parity and the on-field competitiveness to a level where everybody can compete, well, all of a sudden, like, maybe they are trending in the right direction finally. Like, if this next... I know last week who was it we had on? I'm trying to remember now. We talked to...
Scott, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Scott, because you were here.
And he said there's no way that they are going to agree on a floor and a cap at this next
CBA agreement. So you have to choose CBA one of them effectively.
Right, and... But we all know, like, that's the thing that has to, the owners want the cap, the players want the floor. If they're going to sort of get that figured out, that's what's going to have to happen. He said it's impossible, but, like, maybe there's a way where somehow, some way, you can get everybody on board with this, and that's the thing that then allows it to be like, look what we're doing. Look what we're doing with the entertainment value of our product. If we can just get people to care about their teams in all these markets because it's a more even playing field, just think what we can do with the sport. Like, that has to be the pitch from somebody like Manfred, right? Is, like, we are getting people back in. We are getting eyes back on the game now with the things that we've done differently. If we can just find a way to agree on these parameters, all of a sudden, it changes, like, our trajectory as a sport in general. Because that is the biggest gripe people have. Is that, yeah, they can sit down and watch All-Star Weekend and feel really good about baseball and be like, oh, this is super entertaining, I like it. But then when that mask gets taken off and you're back to playing real games, well, hey, my team plays in, I don't want to take a shot here at some market.
You should
but
go Tampa Bay.
I was going to say Tampa
Sacramento.
Bay. I was actually going to say, the team I first thought of was actually like the Diamondbacks, but, like, my team plays in Arizona and they're not really competitive financially. How do we change that? Like, they just don't care about the rest of the season. So that's the thing that I think has to get up to par, and maybe that is the stepping stone. All this we're talking about, the entertainment part of it, is the stepping stone to finding a way to make that happen.
I've seen a lot of people after this weekend saying they would love to see the swing off come to the regular season, which I don't think it will ever happen.
No.
And so it's going to be tough with starting pitchers, because you saw it did distract.
How would you keep
Scubling
stats on that, by the way? Would those home runs count?
I mean,
like, if Kyle Schwarber gets three bombs, do the three bombs count?
Do the goals count in a shootout in hockey? I don't know why my voice did that, but
fair.
Hockey? So, but the two things I saw people really liked were that or the players being mic'd up. I don't think you could ever do starting pitchers because I think it'd be such a distraction.
It would be fun, though, if you got more of pitchers asking John Smoltz what pitch they should throw.
Especially when Smoltzy says a pitch that the guy doesn't throw.
Do your research, John Smoltz.
I just love that Kershaw was so pissed about that. It's like, okay, he's a Hall of Fame pitcher. You think he's going to know the pitch profile of everybody?
He's probably like, I'm Clayton Kershaw. You should know my pitch profile.
I really think, so you're saying, and I think you're right, hey, let's not distract from the plot. I do think the lesson of this was, look at how fans and look at how social media has react to all their best players being mic'd up. Pete Alonso going viral for something you guys are going to hear in the quick hits. Even like little stuff of guys getting mic'd up, and Kershaw certainly going viral for talking with John Smoltz during the thing. Like, guys, that is to me, baseball continues to be too insulated and too, you're either with us or against us. And it doesn't have to be that way. Like, you gotta let these guys have great personalities, and they are. Some are inherently funny, some are unintentionally funny. You have to showcase those personalities because it's going to benefit them, and then conversely, it's going to benefit the game.
Well, and it should be easy to market. Like, we talk about how football players aren't as easy to market as like NBA players all the time, right? Because they wear helmets and shoulder pads, and it's hard to recognize. Now, you know the star quarterbacks, of course, but those guys oftentimes are put in spots where they don't have their helmets on. They're marketed, they're advertised, all that. But in baseball, like, they wear helmets, but you can see their face. Like, everyone knows what Aaron Judge pretty much looks like. If you're a Cleveland fan, you know what Jose Ramirez looks like. Now, he's a little more mild-mannered, isn't like out there as much, but that's like it should be easy to make this happen with baseball, and I think they are taking the steps in the right direction, but I do think it can't be a distraction from the reality that we all live in when we come back to Cleveland, we have actual baseball games to play.
216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Spencito _. If you could take one thing from the All-Star week from baseball and put it into the regular season, what would it be? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got so much to get into, as well as Jeff Hathorn, sports director at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, joins us at 4:20. We'll talk about their quarterback conundrum and compare it to the Cleveland Browns as well. And then Todd Derry of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. That's coming up at 6 o'clock as well. So excited to talk with all those gentlemen and get into the show here. But 216-474-0092. If you could take one thing from the All-Star Week and bring it to the regular season, for me, it's about getting the players out, getting the players in front of media and in a fun, festive environment. And then we go to the Guardians in the second half and open-mindedness in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We're talking about the All-Star game there and the things that we would like to bring over. I said, to me, it was the openness. Like, and even with the Guardians, like, let's get Stephen Kwan more out there where it isn't a Guardian social media person, you know, putting the video in front of his face. Like, let's get him here, but let's get him on every outlet that we can, because the dude is a great person, and even though he's a bit of a nerd, I think people would love Stephen Kwan even more. Obviously, Hosey does not love doing media. That's why he's stuck here. But you can't tell me any of the pitchers. I mean, dude, we had Slade Ciccone on the midday show like 2 weeks ago. The dude's got a hell of a personality. He was like a bro, but he was super self-aware and down to earth. It was awesome. Is there anything you would take from this week and put it in the regular season?
I mean, the swing off thing, absolutely not. That can't be something you add to games. I mean, I've always liked the mic'd up thing, where they talk to the guys in the booth. And I know they do a little bit of that in games with like outfielders and all that, especially. They do some infielders at times, but like a lot of times during like the ESPN broadcast, they've kind of brought that in. I don't know, like if there was a way to do more of that, sure, but I also understand you don't want it to like completely interfere with the game. Baseball's unique in that like you can get away with doing something like that. You could never have like, hey, let's talk to Joel Bitonio while he's down there on the field. Hey, Joel, what do you think about this Steelers defensive line in front of you? And then he's like, hold on, guys. You just hear a bunch of grunting in the microphone.
Oh, I want to hear that. Yeah. Hell yeah. Just but dudes being dudes in the trenches.
Dudes being dudes in the trenches. Nitty gritty football.
Yeah.
But get no, up there. I guess I would say like the mic'd up thing, more of that is good for the game. And that goes back to what we talked about. Like, marketing the game more, getting these players more recognized, getting them to be marketed better where people kind of they can relate to the stars. Everyone's talking about this Kershaw clip because like they thought it was like this must-see moment of the All-Star weekend where it was just kind of like this fun exchange, and the more these guys are relatable, I kind of feel like, you know what the mic'd up thing sort of reminds me of? You know, I don't know how much you actually watch golf, but do you know like Bryson DeChambeau's whole bit?
Yeah.
Where like he like really rebranded himself and a lot of it was just like because he was on TikTok and doing goofy stuff. Like how many shots do I need to make a ball on this par four hole with like a nightstick? Like he's just trying random different things. Like it's that type of stuff. The mic'd up thing almost has that feel to it for me where it's like a really easy clip for somebody the younger generation to consume, where they're like scrolling through TikTok and it's out there and you see this guy who's like, hey, I'm about to throw this pitch, but yeah, I was watching some, I saw Superman over the weekend. I thought it was a great movie. And they're just like having fun with
it. So you know they'll never let that happen. But in between innings, hey, in the third inning, we're going to check in with Gavin Williams, mid-start. That is something you could do. Yeah. Or hey, Kwan doesn't bat for another two innings unless they get hot. We're gonna talk with him in between innings where he's not gonna hit. Like those are things you could conceivably do. I know they do a little bit with like Stephen Vogt. They'll do it with like players who aren't playing that day. I think you can build that, and not just that, but find ways to get guys their own YouTube channels and let them build that. I think stop restricting those paths is a huge thing. 216-474-0092. If you could take one thing you liked from the All-Star Week here. That baseball did and bring it to the regular season, what would it be? Chris in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Pretty good, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, I'll tell you, I love the All-Star game. A couple quick takes. I honestly think that Scoobal and Raleigh were annoyed being talked to during the first inning.
Scoobal 100% was. He was in no mood.
I could tell they could not build chemistry because they're trying to get a groove going, and they got people talking to them. And I could just tell that it was not working for them, and they gave up two runs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know. The other thing, too, I know it was predetermined, but the best thing that would put a ribbon on that game was to have Ohtani and Judge doing the home run battle.
I know. And Chris, we appreciate the call, buddy. I've seen people criticize them for the allegations they left early. Guys, it's an all-star game. They have one or two days off after this. They gave you multiple days in a row. It's really okay. But I agree. It would have been awesome if it was Ohtani versus Judge. I mean, still, well, Schwarber did a pretty damn good job. He filled in just fine.
But the thing, the whole thing with that was like that was set beforehand. Like the managers had to set that beforehand. So what I kind of find kind of funny is the fact that
flying close to the sun there, kid.
What I find kind of funny is the fact that we got to experience every fan base collectively thinking Aaron Boone is an idiot of a manager. Because he didn't set his swing off like line up the way that most people would, because he was simply trying to let those guys that would have been like the guys like Aaron Judge would have obviously been in it, and he let Aaron Judge go early because okay, Aaron Judge doesn't need to be here this entire time. So I found that kind of funny that like because he made the decision to do that, it actually came back to just let everybody experience what I think Yankees fans also experience with Aaron Boone, is that he's a walking headache of a manager at times. So I thought that was kind of fun. But that's just my perspective because I'm a Red Sox fan.
Mac, do we have the ESPN LA audio that I asked for earlier? Sorry, we have to do this on air here. All right, so we're going to get to something here in a second because we are talking about the All-Star game there and what you would bring into it. But one of the big talking points is what do the Guardians do at the deadline? And so we've got Stephen Kwan. Is he available? Manuel Clase, is he available? ESPN LA, Lindsay Baseball used to work here, is one of their great producers. We've had Scott Kaplan on, George Sedano. That's their afternoon show. I think this is either their morning show or their midday show. They are thirsting, right? what was the term that we use off the air? For excitableness now?
Gooning,
yes. They are gooning for Stephen Kwan and Emmanuel Clase. Here's their trade proposal.
What if I told you there was a deal that had been whispered about with Emmanuel Clase and Stephen Kwan from the Cleveland Guardians?
Tell me more.
Here's what it may cost you going back the other way. Justin Robleski, Ben Kasperius, Josue DePaula, and one more prospect.
Oh, geez.
Four guys.
Wait a minute. There is no way the Guardians are taking that deal. Where'd you hear this?
I know things.
You have to put Rushing in that deal. You might even have to put Dustin May
in
that deal.
Can we interest them in Dustin May, who is a walkaway free agent this year?
So why would the Guardians do that?
Because they want to get younger.
But those guys are young. Clase and Kwan
not so much, but Kwan's on the younger side.
They're both under 30, right?
Starting pitching in particular, you'd get two of them.
Yep.
In this situation, you'd get Robleski and Kasperius. Josue DePaula could be a big deal.
I find that hard to believe that Cleveland would do that deal, but I love who you're going after, and I would be willing to put Haesung Kim in that deal.
I don't know who that last guy is, but it sounds great. So listen, okay, in fairness, I like that they're thinking this way because the Dodgers have kind of done the big trades. This would be one of the biggest trades they've made, and you could argue this is as big, if not bigger, than the Mookie Betts one. I just think, like, in tradio in the moment of like, hey, what if we give you four pieces that really aren't that great? Like, Josue DePaula is like 4 years away from the big leagues, and like two starting pitchers, and oh my, we'll throw, you know, for you, we're going to give you Dustin May, who's in his last year of his deal, who'll be a free agent at the end of the year. Well, why wouldn't I do this? Like, I love, okay, so I love that they're talking about this because that is a team that should be talking about this. If you put Kwan and Class A on that team, I mean, they're already going to win the World Series. They might win the next 12 World Series. Stephen Kwan in front of Mookie Betts in Shohei Ohtani would just be nauseating for the other 29 teams in baseball. But if you're going to take my two best players, can you not be like, I don't know if I can do this. They're prospects, Jack. All right, you're the Dodgers. You should give zero bleeps about prospects. All right, you should say, oh, I get an elite closer, an elite leadoff hitter with 2.5 years, so three playoffs of control. Yeah, okay. Do you want all of our top 10? I mean, you got a little chintzy there. We respect our cohorts in LA, but you got way chintzy. All right, you're trying to give me, you're trying to give me Byron Buxton prices for Stephen Kwan and Emmanuel Clase? You better come correct. I felt like I broed him.
What I kind of find funny about your stance here is that you spent last week.
Is it
week,
I'm fat?
You, no, that is funny, but that's not what I was thinking. The UK, last week, you were banging the drum for why you think Stephen Kwan isn't as valuable as some may think in terms of they shouldn't pay him.
No, the top line.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
as opposed to other teams.
But I'm saying if you think that he's not that valuable for a team like the Guardians that doesn't have any bats in its lineup already, then don't you think other teams are going to punch holes and like, well, he only does these things. So no, that's my point.
The reason being is this is specific to the Guardians and what, like, to you better be a five-tool player if you're going to get $20 to $25 million from the Cleveland Guardians, who are already spending as much as they're ever going to spend on a player in Jose Ramirez. So it's not just about Steven's value. It's Steven's value plus Jose already being under contract. If you're the Dodgers, I mean, they're paying like Teoscar Hernandez like $25 to $30 million a year. And by the way, really nice player.
Yeah.
But like, he's Teoscar Hernandez. He is the epitome of like a one or two tool guy.
They're the definition of just throwing money at a problem for sure.
Dustin May's ERA is 4.96. Kasperius, his ERA is 4.45, and he's got three starts this year. Most of his appeal, like, I feel like Judge Judy. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, right? I can't. Like, we got a guy with like a 6.7 ERA, but you know what? He's under control for the next 4 years.
I think
he's yours if you want him.
I think Dustin May was like just a throw-in anyway, but no, regardless, like. So I actually heard this trade, and I thought it made some sense in terms of like what the Guardians are looking for. Like, I'm not saying that they don't maybe ask for more, because here's the thing. The Guardians rarely get fleeced in any deals that they make, especially when they're selling somebody.
Except for Junior Caminero or Diaz.
But like, when they're trading guys before their arbitration's completely up and they're sort of getting out before they have to pay them, they rarely don't get back a return that they find immensely valuable, and then you get players that are contributing, you know, pretty quickly at the major league level. But when I saw this deal, I was like, listen, for what the Guardians are going to look for, they love getting pitching prospects. They love getting pitchers who are young that they can turn into something. So the two pitchers
pitching right now?
No,
but pitching?
They just traded. Every time they make a trade, it seems like they trade for pitching.
Yeah,
they
trade it. Maybe this time, trade for an offensive player.
Well, but that's
somebody that could hit.
That's where
I'd like one of those. Actually, I'd like three or four of those.
But
if
that's
we got
where
him.
That's where DePaulo comes in, because he's the Dodgers' top prospect. He is also his ETA, and I know it's an estimation, but he's supposed to be up like in the next 2 years. That's not 4 years.
Wait, isn't he at high A?
Right now, yeah, but they're saying that they think he's going to be good enough that he's up sooner. That's all I'm saying. All right.
Who's
okay,
they?
Okay, I mean, just the people who analyze baseball teams and the prospects.
Is it ESPN LA? Are you angling for a gig?
The people who put together the prospect rankings.
Are you on the take from
ESPN
LA?
If you're trying to make me have like a cold stone, cold hard take on
it's a crap package.
Jose DePaulo.
Oh, I'm sorry. You need to.
I don't think it's that bad.
I think it's Jose.
Especially,
it's a crap package.
I don't think it's as bad as you're making it out to be.
It's two pitchers who are not going to be frontline starters, and a guy who, by the way, they say 2 years away in Cleveland. That probably means 4 years away.
I also, so the kicker for me is Dalton Rushing. If Dalton Rushing's part of this deal, I think that it'd be hard to turn down that what they are proposing. I do, because what is one of the biggest complaints with this team? They don't have a catcher that can hit. Dalton Rushing was their top prospect up until he got called up, again, I guess, this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So within these last 2 years...
You're on the take.
Wait, what?
You're on the take. ESPN LA is paying you under the table to co-sign.
If ESPN LA or whatever was paying me under the table, I wouldn't be here.
I'm
part-time at 92 to the fan.
Yeah, okay, but that's how you're able to be here. Everyone knows it. You're on the take. But here's the thing. If you're trading Class A, that'll be two top 100 prospects and then something. If you're trading Stephen Kwan, that'll be two top 100 prospects and then something. So the idea that you get a trade and you get a top 100, two top 100 prospects, cool, yeah. All right, I'm going to pay Honda Civic prices for that Lamborghini. Cool. Sounds like a good deal to me.
Listen, I'm not saying the deal was totally perfect, but I think that the starting parameters of like when the Guardians make trades, and listen, you can say they don't need pitching. They trade for a lot of pitching. they get back a lot of pitching because they know they can develop pitching.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, exactly. They know they can develop it.
Yes,
they don't. They need to go find. They need to import some offense.
Yeah, and yet they still ignore that every.
Now you're backpedaling.
They have needed batting for years.
Because I've called you out on being on the take on ESPN.
They have needed hitters for years, Nick, and then they're still going out here. They just traded for Slade Ciccone.
Well, yeah, no. That you're talking about what happened in the offseason because they were trying to rebuild their rotation. It's rebuilt. Like when Bieber comes back, you're kicking somebody out who's a legitimate starting pitcher. I'm cool with the starting pitching. Give me a damn hitter. Give me three hitters. Give me four hitters. Like
they were trying to rebuild.
You know what this is?
They were trying to rebuild their rotation with most of the same guys that were in it last year. Gavin Williams, Logan Allen's getting a lot of run.
They didn't trade for Luis Ortiz, Slade Ciccone, and sign Shane Bieber and John Means.
And you have Bieber coming back. That's four guys that were supposed to be in the rotation last year.
Yeah, no, but they signed two guys in free agency, Bieber and Means, and then they traded for two guys. Your rotation's built. You're good. Go get some damn hitting.
You know what
else
you could have done?
Do you want to hit 150?
You know what else you could have done when you traded a batter?
You
want to
have 12 home runs next year?
You know what else you could have done when you traded a batter in the offseason in Josh Naylor is get back a batter. You added another pitcher where you also could have signed
some. So now we got to compound it by doing another equally dumb thing? I'm doing like the Trump hands again. You've upset me.
Equally dumb thing.
You and ESPN LA, you've upset me. China. 216-474-0092. Are you shilling for ESPN LA like Spencer, or do you hold out more if they trade Stephen Kwan, Class A, quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
All right, this has just come out in the last like hour or two. Front office sports Ryan Glasspiegel is reporting that Fox Sports is nearing a deal with Barstool Sports that would see Dave Portnoy appear on Big Noon Kickoff, and front office sports kind of is setting this up as the counterpunch to ESPN's Pat McAfee on College Game Day. Do you think this will work?
I don't know. I'm sort of torn because it is like the right idea if you're trying to replicate and follow in the footsteps of the Pat McAfee thing. I think that Portnoy is a lot more controversial than obviously Pat McAfee is. And so I don't know. Like, I think there would be people that naturally just like turn it off because they don't like Dave Portnoy. I think there's people who don't like McAfee, but he's at least like endearing enough where you're like, yeah, I can tolerate this to a degree. I am curious to see. Listen, Dave Portnoy is known for like not mincing words. Like he doesn't hold back any punches. Is he going to take some shots at Urban Meyer for certain things? I mean,
that's why you do it, right?
Right? Like that's some good content.
I just think it's funny that Fox wants to counterpunch the McAfee move when people at ESPN hate the McAfee move. I think it's great. I think Pat is awesome on College Game Day as opposed to like the baseball coverage.
I think he is in his element the most that stage versus even his show. Like his show's good, but like I think when he's at College Game Day, that is like the perfect Pat McAfee play.
But I think anytime you talk about something like this, people go to, oh, I don't like Barstool. It's like, okay, do you see the value of the brand? I don't agree with everything Dave Portnoy says, but what they've built is super impressive. And it's not just that. I mean, Portnoy is he's an instigator.
He's a lightning rod.
And so if you're gonna okay, if you want that, then you better accept what comes with that. And I also think, I was talking with my guy Moblin. I think you could even throw, Big Cat, who's another one of their great personalities, if you don't know who that is, I think you could throw him into a McAfee-esque role and say, we don't want you to do what he does. What are three things that we can do to highlight your personality? Because they have, their football analysis is good. They've got Rinaldi now. So they've got the tear-jerking pieces. What they don't have enough of is actual fun that sets them apart. You don't have to be Game Day. And that's the reason Portnoy is so different than McAfee that I actually think, okay, that's going in a direction. Okay, now, but you need another person there to make sure they're having fun the way you can on those kind of shows. And I think Big Cat be a huge PFT commentator.
I actually think if you were going to hire somebody from Barstool, I think Big Cat actually made more sense. Truly, but
not on a pregame set. Portnoy will analyze the hell out of some things on that set.
I think Big Cat would have been great. The problem is, I think Portnoy has more of the star power you're looking for. Big Cat is more so I just think he'd be more fun, but I don't think he's the star that Portnoy is in that.
Omaha.
Well, since we're talking college football, I'm going to stick with college football. And Nick, you and I used to do a podcast together where we like to talk about this all the time. So I'm going to throw this one at you. The Big Ten and the SEC cannot agree on this new format for the college football playoff beyond this season. It's supposed to go to 16 teams. The Big Ten wants the 4-4-2-2-1 format, where the two big conferences each get four auto bids, then the two for the others, and then the one for the top non-power conference, and then the other bids are decided by playing games. The SEC wants to just do it a straight, like, five conference champs, and then the 11 next ranked teams get in, essentially. Like, they get the auto bids. And this is the big point of contention as to why they can't agree. Which format do you think is the better one for them to decide on? They have till December 1st, by the way, to get this done.
I think more people getting opportunities is better. I don't buy that the SEC actually wants this, because this is too egalitarian for everybody else. Because most of their conversations where the Big Ten and the SEC disagree are who can screw over the group of five or the other power four conferences more. And I do think that's probably the undercurrent of all this. But if I had to, I'd go the five conference champs and then the next best 11 teams. How about you?
I think that the SEC does want that format, though, because I think they believe that in that format, they're going to have the most of the next 11 teams that get in. When I view this, I get what the Big Ten is saying. Like, we want our four. The Big Ten wanting four auto bids is because they know, like, some years they might not have four teams that truly are worthy of making the playoff, but they might most years. The SEC's like, we think we have, like, six or seven teams that should be in. So why would we limit it to four? I think that's kind of, but the Big Ten format at least gives the opportunity to some of those teams, because there'd be these extra playing games. I think the 5-11 model makes the most sense, like the SEC. I think it's pretty straightforward. It's easy, but this seems to be a big problem right now.
So we're going to just close this out on college football because we got like 30 seconds here. I dream of a MAC Sun Belt Super Conference. I actually created it in the college football video game. So which name works better, MAC Belt or Sun MAC?
Did you see my submission?
Yeah, I disregarded it. You didn't play with a bit. I gave you two options. You're like, well, what if we just did the thing I wanted to do?
Is that the point of having a sports talk radio show?
No, I gave you binary situation. You're like, you know, it'd be better, my idea.
The Mid-American Sun Conference.
Yeah, no.
It's great. No. MASC, you can call it MASC as an acronym.
No one's going to call it. Man, nobody wants MASCtion instead of MACtion. Nobody wants MASCtion. It's impossible to say.
But somebody wants
the Mid-American Sun Belt Conference.
Somebody wants the MAC Belt.
It sounds like a bank. Sounds like Bobby Axelrod's bank, the Mid-American Sun Belt.
I said it sounds like a WWE-like belt that you win.
Show your work.
It just sounds like, hey, they're competing for the MAC belt. Sounds stupid to me. I don't know.
You're dumb. Doesn't sound like the Intercontinental belt or the U.S. title. Doesn't sound like either one of those. A heavyweight title?
Sounds like a belt.
I don't think you've watched wrestling.
I don't.
I think you pulled that one out of thin air.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a double loss for you.
Doesn't mean either of those names were as good as mine.
I think Sun Mac or Mac Belt is a hell of a lot better than Mask.
The Sun Mac?
Mask sounds too. It sounds too goonery.
Here's the problem with Mac is an acronym for Mid American Conference. So
no,
the Sun
really?
Mid American Conference, like that doesn't make any sense.
Good God.
Combined the two conferences together to give you a name that sounds nice and has a nice acronym. My name is clearly better.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Because it sounds like doo-doo. It can't be better if it sounds like doo-doo.
It doesn't sound like doo-doo.
It does not roll off the tongue. Sun Mac, Mac Belt, rolls off the tongue. That's
simple. The mask doesn't roll off the tongue?
Yeah, it was bad.
You also used a Q with it, I think. Isn't
a Q?
I remember a Q. I don't know. It was dumb either way.
I don't know what conspiracy theories you're trying to drum up.
You're all morons. People really, really prefer the Browns to the Steelers in this way. And it's why they're wrong. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.